The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to an FEF Friday on The Usual Suspects. It's hour number two of the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, all live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. We've been doing the all-day thing up until 4 o'clock with all of our on-air shows. That means that Nicholas is with us live and in person instead of back in the studio. It's fantastic. Hopefully y'all are enjoying it, except for Barry.
It's been fun, you guys, man. I like it.
You guys aren't happy till you're bickering, so...
And I have nothing to bicker at him about. As a matter of fact, the suspects are doing it for me.
I was going to say, yeah, they call you out, Barry, on the fact that you bicker at your boy Nick.
Yeah, the text line, I forgot to get to it earlier in the show, so we're an hour late. But believe me, an hour of text, and there's only three worth reading. Three in an hour. I know the suspects can do better than three texts. The rest of y'all, lames.
I was going to say, let's be completely accurate. There were numerous text messages.
Yeah.
You just didn't approve of anybody.
Absolutely.
Three.
All the others were lame. So I'll get to I want to read that one because I think that's going to have some conversation about side pieces. That might lead us somewhere.
Okay.
But this text says, what if David Gal corrects your spelling today, Barry? Then I would block him.
No, what?
There's
you
no
would
part of my contract at ESPN doesn't state that I have to be social media pals with David Gal.
Right.
No, I don't have to let him follow me on Twitter. I don't have to be friends with him on Facebook.
Nobody's saying it's against the rules, but it's not necessarily a
good look. I would block
him. You would block Mr. Gal.
Absolutely.
And then
by
he
the
would
way,
call you into the office and go, Barry, I'd like to monitor my guys on the air.
I'm going to block you on Twitter.
I'm really going to have you unblock me. Then what?
If he called me in his office, I'd unblock him.
Okay, there you go.
You know why I say I'd block him? Because he wouldn't notice. So, and by the way, it's spelled G-O-W, not G-A-U-L. You don't know how to spell Gal. Get out of here.
Wait a second.
Gal?
Wait a second, sir.
Huh?
Can't be correcting people on their spelling.
Oh, that's right.
I'll do what I want.
Blocked.
Somebody said, of course the only black guy in the blitz is good at dominoes. Just kidding, Barry. Did you guys see anything wrong with that?
Well, several things. Yes, several things.
These were the best texts of the day. The best. This was the cream of the crop of texts today. Someone spelling David Gal's name wrong just to infuriate me. And then someone suggesting, one, that I'm African-American.
Yes.
And two, that I'm on the blitz.
Yes.
You, sir, are a horrible, or ma'am, are a horrible texter and listener. Get your crap together, okay?
So welcome back to The Unusual Suspects, the best morning show in the city of Houston as we're filling in the afternoons. These people don't get it straight by now. What is going on?
I don't know. Somebody asked for lawn talk. I deleted that text. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hear that.
No.
All right, here's the text I waited for because I think this would spark some dialogue. So okay. It reads as follows. Quote, my wife had her side piece call me and say he is going to snatch me up and put my body in acid. I called the cops, and they said if we have to come out there again, we are arresting both of you. What the hell is going wrong with this world? I'll start. If you know your wife has a side piece, why are you with your wife? You need to leave that tramp.
I'll add on and say, if the police have been out there enough that both of you are going to be arrested, you don't need a relationship, either one of you.
Your wife, not your gal, not your girlfriend, your wife, your legally, lawfully wedded wife.
Yeah.
Has a side piece who's threatening your life, and you're just like, I'll call the cops. I'm going to call a divorce lawyer and get a new wife because this trick is not worth it.
Yeah, that's on you, sir. Unless she's Alice Little, that's not allowed. Like, that's not
unless
allowed.
Yeah. Unless,
by
yeah.
the way, I got to give Alice Little an unfollow on Twitter.
Why?
It is just so just her pictures are just bam. Like if you're, you know, like if you're on Twitter.
He saw a picture of a pegging and liked it.
I was like, dang, man, this is not on Twitter. Not on Twitter.
That's the Wild West. No, the Wild West is Twitter of social media. It's the only social media platform where you can post whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah, you can't post nudes on Instagram or Facebook. Twitter?
Yeah, because they're cracking down on that.
Nudes,
yeah.
You can post.
Can you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can post, like, full-on sex.
Oh, she's
like, you can post a sex video.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And they don't care.
Absolutely. But if you start looking at that stuff, then it's going to start flooding your feed.
I just tell
That's why Alice Little might get an unfollow.
Oh, please. I get one on your feed already.
No, not on Twitter, dude.
I just tell my wife when she sees that stuff, I'm like, I had to follow her for the show.
Work thing.
Yeah.
Work thing.
She's doing her thing, though. I mean, she's clearing seven figures and paying six figures in taxes. You do your thing. Do you know how much of a tramp I would be if I was making seven figures doing that?
Yes.
I'd be the biggest tramp on the planet.
You would be a legit hoe.
More than now?
Yeah, way more than that.
Okay.
Way more, like 10 times, like more.
He's making 7 cents being a hoe right now.
But
he's to step his game
still,
up.
He's still getting work. He's still making it happen.
It's that consistent income.
I just, but we're all in agreement this dude needs to leave his wife.
Yeah.
First of all, leave your wife. Second of all, maybe purchase a firearm because if a man is threatening to put you in acid. Maybe just be prepared when he shows up. Maybe have a means to defend yourself. And third, I feel like that's not even logical for someone to say they're going to put you in acid. Because unless they trick you into going where the acid is, they have to bring the acid to you to put your whole body in it.
Yeah, not sure.
So that means, like, you really have to fall for something with the side piece. Like, hey, you want to go shoot some hoops? Yeah, I'll do that, my wife's side piece.
Yeah.
I don't know why I ended up in acid. Because you're dumb. What are you doing?
Not sure you know this, sir, but acid, not many materials can hold it, or transport it, or do what he wants to do to you. But, yeah, I would just end the whole thing.
Just out of curiosity, what was the area code on that text?
Oh, I just deleted it.
409.
Probably 409.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Just curious.
Now, what do you
do? Yes, it's a 409 area
okay.
code.
I was just curious.
Why, Nicholas?
I was just asking. I want to know where our listeners are calling and texting from. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hate this microphone.
Were you not implying?
Huh? Yeah. What are you implying about
409? I wasn't implying anything. I was curious about the geographic location of one of our listeners.
Okay.
And that's all.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sure. So with that, Combine continues to roll on. Evidently. With all the news coming out yesterday about Kyler Murray, the news of the day is that Ed Oliver at least tested out with statistics comparable to Aaron Donald, because a lot of people had him falling. Lance had him falling to late in the first round. Some people said he would fall out of the first round, including Charlie Casserly. But now, because of his comparables to Aaron Donald, they said he's on the rise a little bit. I mean, look, Ed Oliver's a hell of an athlete. He's a good football player. I don't know where he's going to play in the NFL, but I don't think he's going to – he may not go like initially planned in the top five or the top ten, but he's going to be a good NFL player, and he's going to get drafted fairly high.
Yeah, I think you can see the writing on the wall where people are saying, comparing him statistically, his measurements to Aaron Donald ain't happening.
No, he ain't Aaron Donald.
No.
But nobody is.
Ain't happening. But, yeah, I don't see – although – so I'll say this about Casserly's take on him falling out of the first round. I feel like the main reason he said that is not because of ability. It's not because of performance. It's because this is such a deep draft defensively. And it may be that guys look at him and think, you know, where he was slotted originally, he might be undersized, as Zuerlein has talked about in the past, that maybe it makes sense to move him outside because inside he maybe isn't big enough. But that's where he played at U of H, was inside. So maybe that's why he slips a little, because he is a, you know, for what they were looking at, they might consider him undersized for an interior lineman.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where I'm going too, is the fact that we just know a football player is a football player. There's only one other guy in the league right now I think is comparable to Aaron Donald, and that would be Khalil Mack. And other than that, you know what? It's flattering just to have comparables or being compared to him in some way, shape, or form. But Ed Oliver is nowhere near Aaron Donald, but he's going to be a good football player in the NFL. So, I mean, obviously everybody that's coming out wants to be a top 10 pick, top 5 pick, all those things. But as long as you make it in this league, you're going to be just fine.
Right.
And I also saw this. Our good friend Dr. Chow, that used to be the San Diego Chargers team doctor, he wrote a whole article about your boy DK Metcalf. He said that the 1.6% body fat is incredible. Everybody thought that it was Photoshopped when they saw him at the combine. They said no way. But he said if he's going to play in the NFL, he has to fatten up or he is not going to survive.
Was it because of what I talked about
some
the oxygen in the blood? And
he just said a healthy male can have body fat percentages up to 20%. In-shape athletes,
I told y'all I was healthy.
A bodybuilder at the time of competition is 3 to 5. But while what Metcalf is amazing, it's unsustainable. And the fact that he's going to be taken, it'll affect his athletic performance, as you said, too, especially with running sprints and things like that. But also his energy. And in the short term, like the combine, it's still going to show out as freakishly athletic. But when you talk about the grind of an NFL season and all the injuries and everything like that.
Here's what will happen, though. I'll tell you right now. He's not going to play at 1.6% body fat. And for the reasons that I gave you yesterday about the issues with stamina and cardio that comes along with having that much muscle, these NFL teams know they'll bulk him up. They'll make him eat. They'll keep him shredded. Don't get me wrong. But it won't be at 1.6%. He'll walk around at 5, 7, 8%. He'll still be ripped, Nick. But he's going to eat. They're going to make him eat a sandwich.
You know the other reason why they said it, too? The natural padding because of all the impacts and the blows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you have 1.6% body fat, you don't have any insulation on any part of your body when you're getting hit.
Better play in the warm weather cities, too. It's
going to
be freezing.
That, too.
But I mean, honestly, that's why I mentioned yesterday, too, my concerns would be his cardio and his stamina, but also injuries. I mean, that's another – because –
and recovery from injuries.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
His wingspan, 82 7/8 inches. Dude's just – that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Chow said, hey, so congratulate him on his discipline, his training, his diet, and his – excelling at the underwear Olympics, but it's time to put some weight on if you're going to play in the NFL.
I feel like what else outside of bodybuilding competition should you have 1.5% body fat? Like when is another why is there another time for you to have 1.5% body fat? I can't think of anything, and there's probably something, but I just like why
when you're cutting weight for a fight.
Yeah, but still, it wouldn't be that.
But
a lot of it,
that's water weight. Usually, they're getting rid of
that
water
weight. They'll start out so that, like, we'll do it because I hear the music. We got to go to break. I'll tell you on the other side why. There's an actual diet that you can do that was created for MMA guys to get to that very point.
There you go. Okay, we'll continue to roll on. Stay with us. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. I went to Stonewall Jackson Elementary School. For those who don't know, that school was named after a dude who fought in a war so he could have slaves. Yeah. And there's still schools named after these guys. There's parks, statues. Why? Get rid of them. Just tear them all. Change everything. And look, we can still name them after white people. That's not the problem. That's not the issue. There's way cooler white people out there. Willie Nelson Elementary, who wouldn't go there? Imagine how good the weed would be at parent-teacher conference night.
Hey, welcome back to an Friday on The Usual Suspects. F for funny, and that's our man Jerry Rocha. Barry has given you a little backstory already on a guy that you should be very familiar with if you are a suspect and a loyal listener to this show, but his album just dropped, so we want to give him some extra love. Is that not right, Barry?
That is right. I just tweeted out a link to it where you can get it on Amazon. So at Barry is funny on Twitter, if you want to click on that. It'll take you right to the album on Amazon. You can buy the MP3 album there. It's It's like $9.49. That's nothing. But it is also available on iTunes. I think you can hear it on Spotify as well. So check it out, man. Support a guy that is a friend of the show and a really good comic, too.
So did you guys see this news coming from John Gruden during the whole combine that he knows who should be the next team on Hard Knocks? And normally if you're saying something like that, it's like, you know, you maybe your organization wants to do it. But do you really call someone else out on the carpet to say they should do it? Because I think from the standpoint for most teams, sure, they get some publicity out of it. If you're the Cleveland Browns and you were the ass bottom of the league for a couple of years,
right,
you might want to get people to at least pay attention to you. But other than that, when you find out, like, you know, it drove the McNair family probably nuts that Bill O'Brien was cussing so much.
You know, probably.
There are things that you just don't want out there. For him to say that the Detroit Lions and Matt Patricia should be the next team on Hard Knocks.
You agree?
I mean, if it's factual that Patricia was late for his own meetings most of the year and was, you know, he's sloppily attired and they said that, you know, he had a hard time.
Sloppy.
Yeah, keeping up with press. That would make for good viewing pleasure. But if you're Matt Patricia, do you want it out there?
I don't think he's going to do that.
You don't want your business out there like that. You don't want to be exposed and embarrassed.
Yeah, it has to be self-deprecating and something on like a small truth. Something like that I don't think is appropriate.
All right, so which team would you want to see?
Probably the Raiders. I mean, Gruden is the biggest name in terms of head coaches.
I'll tell you, I know exactly. No hesitation.
Who?
Steelers.
Especially after last year, they won't do it.
They're not eligible.
Why?
Either. Because you can't make the playoffs in the past 2 years.
And be on Hard Knocks?
You can't be on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years.
There are rules.
What?
Yeah. You can't have a first-year head coach. There's, like, all these rules.
That's so stupid. Yeah. That's the biggest drama right now in the NFL.
Yeah,
is that Steelers the locker room.
Yeah.
Why would you not do that? I would scrap all those rules
but
and be
a part
like,
of the,
we, it, this it, is like the Kardashians in Pennsylvania. We want this.
The goal is to kind of spotlight some of the bad teams. It's a concern for every league.
Who cares what's going on in the Cardinals locker room? No one gives a crap.
The league does.
Oh, no. Stop now.
Awful.
I would love the Cardinals to be on Hard Knocks.
Why?
One, because Cliff Kingsbury is dating Holly Saunders, and she's phenomenal. Okay?
You're smitten with both of them.
Two, Cliff Kingsbury has never been a coach in the NFL before. So if you want to see a crash and burn situation as bad as the Raiders were a year ago, you want to see Cliff Kingsbury try and take control of an NFL locker room and have his assistant coaches, because he's trying to pick NFL guys that know how to do camps and meetings and things like that. But are they really going to respect him that much? And then when they're actually in the preseason on the sidelines, see how much respect and control he actually gets from players and coaches. I'd love to see all of that, because I think that could be a dumpster. That could be just a fire.
You would totally have a three-way with Holly and Cliff Kings. You're smitten with both
of them.
That
would be so disgusting.
You would do that.
There's no dude involved in it. But if he wants to step aside, Holly's welcome.
You'd totally do that.
Do you guys also realize that the reason why Gruden said this is he says he and Matt Patricia are friends? But evidently, Matt Patricia offered up when they asked him previous to the combine who should be on the show. He said, I think John Gruden is an excellent choice for that show. I think the Raiders and everything they got going on right now would be fantastic viewing for everybody to watch. And I think it pissed Gruden off.
So he basically did, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
He used his own joke and burn and then did it. That's just lame. I the more that Gruden is the head coach of the Raiders, the less I like this dude.
I
loved him in the booth, and he was great in the booth. And then when he would do quarterback videos and break things down, and that was all great. But now this dude is, and he's just one dumbass move and one dumbass thing after
he's
another.
He's more likable in the booth.
I'm hating him.
And a bigger concern is when the pressure really starts to get to him, is he going to still be the same old happy, jolly John Gruden? I don't know if he will be. And I think that sucks, because I liked him in the booth with that personality.
So the Cardinals would be a decent one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the other thing is he came across intelligent on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
With everything that he's doing since he's taken over, he looks unintelligent in a lot of ways. And for him to take press conferences going, I'll tell you what, guys, we really need a pass rush. We could really use it. And you traded a guy away.
Yeah.
We really need a number one receiver. You traded a guy away. I hate the fact that he's now looking more like a guy that just was right place, right time when he won the Super Bowl.
All right,
so
let me give you another team that could be on Hard Knocks. Because I don't care. I don't want to see the Lions on Hard Knocks. Now, other than Matt Patricia being a slob, that does nothing for me.
Okay.
I think Gruden and the Raiders would be interesting just because of the disarray. I really think the Steelers is the right choice of all the teams in the NFL right now. But what about the Giants?
That'd be a good one because of Odell.
Odell, yeah. You got Saquon kind of becoming the new leader of that team quietly. I think everyone is starting to look to that kid. Like OBJ is an idiot and a weirdo. Eli Manning is fading. He's a shell of himself. I feel like there would be some sort of dynamic in there. Plus the whole Eli thing and how that would play out and yep. how they treat him and the court. You could really show the other quarterbacks and who they bring in, especially if they draft a QB. That would make a very interesting story. So
I'll give you two others that I think would have some legs to it. One, San Francisco. You got Jimmy G and the whole Dayton porn stars and how he's handling the fame
yep.
and taking control. You got Richard Sherman still, so you got the quote machine that's not afraid to say things that other people won't. You got him. And then you got Kyle Shanahan, who's the hip-hop fan and, you know, trying to be the new, you know, really kind of trendy
modern,
coach in a
yeah.
lot of ways, modern coach. I think that would work. And then I throw out the Rams to you simply because you got McVay with the hot girlfriend.
They can't. They're winning.
I'm just saying, because you suggested teams that I don't think qualify.
Yeah, Niners, the Raiders, the Giants, and the Lions.
The ones I was trying to come up with were, I didn't know about the rules. The Cardinals can't?
Nope.
Why? Oh, first-year head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the only four eligible teams are going to be the Niners. We basically just talked about all four.
Okay.
49ers, Raiders, Giants, and Lions. I like the 49ers thing because it's the porn star thing, but I don't know if that story is going to continue. I think Jimmy G kind of learned from it, but yeah. if he's still dating porn stars, by all means. Giants, yeah. I like it because the whole – everything that you said, plus they can probably have two or three episodes on the whole I don't like to drink water. Like, how much water is this guy consuming
yeah.
during camp? That might be a little bit of a fun thing. But and then, obviously, Gruden. If he's, you know, that personality that we were used to seeing in the booth, I think Raiders would be a good choice. But
did you see, speaking of the porn star Jimmy G thing, that Kiara Mia, the porn star, came out and said that she went into detail about Jimmy G and said she actually had to stop giving him a lap dance and gave him, like, you know, in the locker room, this dude is not only catching heat, but, like, getting a lot of props. Because she basically came out and said he was insatiable. He drove her nuts. She had to stop giving him a lap dance. And then when they were actually getting down to business, that he was just over the top so much that it was hard for her to take.
What?
What? Oh, for her to take.
Yeah, the porn star of all people. That's how much props she was giving Jimmy G.
Wow.
Really?
And saying it was a legitimate date and that it wasn't a setup and all this other stuff. So I thought that. I was like, well, Jimmy G's just sitting back somewhere going, yeah, that's right.
This is only furthering my reputation.
Yep.
It's a horn dog.
You know, out of all the porn stars, though, really? Really?
What does she look like?
She's thick.
What's her name?
Kiara Mia.
Spell it.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah.
Have we? Spell it.
Kiara Mia.
Her daughter is like an Instagram model, not a porn star,
oh, really?
But like an Instagram model that's actually hot, like hot.
I mean, she's chesty.
Yeah, she's busty.
Yeah, she's thick.
5'4", 42 years old.
She's thick, and for that reason, I'm out. It's like Shark Tank.
Yeah,
he's like 25.
It's like Ho Tank. Yeah. She's too thick for me, and for that reason, I'm out. No thanks. Hello, hoes. I'm here with an offer. That would be great. We need to do Ho Tank instead of Shark Tank. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
Ho Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's massive.
Yeah, no. Too thick for my blood, and for that reason, I'm out. No thanks.
She's not too thick for me.
But that would make a nice side story.
No, you brought that on yourself. I'm just going to point
out. On Hard Knocks.
I'm just going to point out, this wasn't you this time. That's on
That was Barry. Barry said, I didn't say anything.
Bitch, you just literally said it. Why would you even sit there and try to deny it? You just said she's not too thick for me.
No,
you have now set yourself up for another year of fat Latina jokes, and it's all on you. All on you.
Whatever.
And I'll be the first one to make it next segment.
By the way, would that be the...
How's your spelling?
Would that be the hard in Hard Knocks?
Boy, I really hate you right now.
I figured I'd follow up right there, right then.
God, I really hate you right now.
Ugh. Hey, we're about to roll on. It's the midway point of The Usual Suspects. Second half is coming up right around the corner. Don't go anywhere, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, but right now I want to tell you guys about Get Upside, man. It's this new free app you can download to your phone. It's totally free. You can get it from the iTunes store. You can get it from the Google Play store. And when you download it, it's super easy to install, by the way. But I want you to make sure you do something right away. Put in promo code Barry as soon as you download Get Upside, because that's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the Get Upside app. And what Get Upside does, if you're curious, is it gets you cash back on stuff you're already buying, like gas and food. Like, I know a lot of you guys, it's Friday, you're probably running out of gas, you're going to have to fill up on the way home. Do yourself a favor. Before you leave work this afternoon, download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, and you might be like my wife. You might get 30 cents a gallon back on your next fill-up. Why would you leave that money at the pump? If someone came up to you and offered you, you know, $3, $4, $5 while you're filling up, you're going to turn it down? Absolutely not. So GetUpside, promo code Barry, get that cash back. You can get up to like 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city. You can get up to 35% cash back on places to eat out, like in Popeyes and Cyclone Anaya's and Wendy's. There are a lot of restaurants. All you do is just search your area and they'll point them out to you. Make sure you use a debit card. Boom, 24 hours, you'll get your cash back. It's super easy to use. It's an outstanding app, and it costs you absolutely nothing. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry. Thank me later.
Texas A&M versus Vanderbilt, college basketball, Saturday at 6 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F. Yeah, Friday. Our comedian of the week is Jerry Rocha, friend of the show. Album just dropped. Barry gave you some of the backstory on him. We have one more clip coming up at 3:15. Don't miss that. And also, get the album. It's very inexpensive. It's very funny. Again, you'd be supporting someone that supports us, and we appreciate him.
Yeah, I tweeted a link to it on Amazon, at Barry is Funny. But, again, you can just search Jerry Rocha or iGirl, A-Y-G-I-R-L, and you can find it on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff.
So, yeah.
Go get it. Go support Jerry. We love Jerry.
No doubt about it, man. I was telling Nick about this, and I know that we got plenty of stuff we can cover, but – did you see Kevin Durant's comments that ESPN just released?
I did not.
First of all, I think, and we've had this discussion on the show, I think he's going somewhere else for sure next year.
It's because the Warriors suck so bad.
But, yeah, that's exactly right.
Two in a row.
His quotes are, I don't need anything in this basketball world to fulfill anything for me. The NBA is never going to fulfill me. It's going to make me feel good about all the work I've put in. But I think those days of me wanting to prove something to anybody or walk around with a huge chip on my shoulder is not my thing.
Oh.
He gone.
Yeah.
But
he's definitely gone.
But I don't think he would have said any of this
if they hadn't lost two in a row.
Had he not won a championship.
Oh, you think if he was still chasing a ring? That's probably true. I think that's a good point. I think that he's got what he was looking for, and now he can go down as one of the greatest because he got a ring, and it's a no doubt. I mean, he's no doubt Hall of Fame.
Finals,
anyways,
MVPs, but, yeah, all that stuff. But here's the other thing. As I told Nick, he checked the box. But at the same time, he doesn't – this is why he's been so salty the last couple of years. He hates all of the negative that he's gotten because he joined a super team. Because he loved being the golden child of the NBA.
Sure.
So now what he wants to do is go to the Knicks and be the hero that resurrects ashes.
He wants to be LeBron leaving Miami back to Cleveland.
It's exactly the voice of a man that feels underappreciated is basically what it is. He feels underappreciated that he went to the Golden State Warriors, is a part of the reason why they got two rings, and everybody's like saying, no, you're still a sellout. You're still a sellout. Why did you leave Oklahoma? And now, the past 2 years, everybody has seen a completely different KD in terms of personality and the way he's snapping back at people. The only way you can shut those guys up is if he wins a championship with another team, with him being the number one, period.
Well, so we talked earlier in the show about walking away from $20 million and all that. If you're KD, you got your ring. You might get a few more while you're there. You're going to get paid. It's going to be – there's no doubt you're going to get a max deal, super max. Why are you – why do you care? You could stay there and probably get three more rings. I mean, legitimately have a chance to get three more rings.
Yeah, but the hate's going
to
keep coming.
It'll
never stop.
The hate's coming. You're never going to get enough credit because you're still playing with an ex-NBA that's the greatest shooter in the history of the game.
Doesn't matter. A lot of those guys on that team are going to be gone because they're going to be due for supermax deals. That team's not going to be constructed as is, and that's his chance to hang out and say, I told you. Look, they lost Klay Thompson. They lost Draymond Green. They lost these guys. I'm still here, and we're still winning championships.
Yeah, but again, he's still going to be with somebody. And the thing is, and the somebody he's with, are the people that he joined to win. If he goes and goes to – you go to New York. You go to the media capital of the world. You go to take a team that's been just crap forever, and you're a part of turning the whole thing around, and you bring a championship to the Knicks, it's on you. It's just like when LeBron went back to Cleveland. We all said he had some help, but everybody gave him full credit.
Yeah, but again, LeBron had Kevin Love. They went out and made a move to get a Kevin Love. Like this, it's not going to be Kevin Durant and a bunch of scrubs, 11 scrubs on that team. They're going to have to go surround him with superstars if they're really going to have a legitimate chance at winning a championship. So he's going to have help. So why go to the Knicks and get help when you have help already in Golden State? They're still going to use that excuse. If they're going to call him somebody that needed help.
Because it fulfills him. Because now, for his own legacy, he can say, I was the main piece with no question about it. Regardless of the help that gets that is brought in to surround him, it's going to be about him and everybody else as opposed to he joining what they already had, which was them and everybody else in Golden State. Because they won one without him. So he went there and he joined the band, so to speak. This way he would be Michael with the Jacksons and it would still be his team.
It's just like the criticism that continues to wear on you and then it accumulates and then you can't help yourself. Look, it accumulated and I played somebody's 10-digit phone number. You're blocking people for correcting you on spelling. He's getting 2 years of the exact same criticism.
That's different.
You couldn't win a championship being the man. You had to go join a super team to get it, and that is never going to leave him.
How much does Kevin Durant get paid?
20-something, 26, 27?
How much do I get paid for spelling stuff correctly?
It still wears on you, though.
Completely
different. It totally wears on you,
that's
though.
That's the thing. The thing is, mentally, it isn't about the finances. It's about the fact that he can't take that. He came in, and everybody thought he was just the best at everything, the nicest guy, the small town playing in the small town, doing it the right way and all those things. So everybody said when they should have beat the Warriors that year, they had them down 3-1 and they lost. They're like, oh, but he and Russ are going to be around for a long time. You didn't know how much they were butting heads.
Yeah.
And so he just decided, you know what? We may never win one here, and if that's the biggest knock on me, I'm going to go win one. But he didn't realize that what came with it was a whole laundry list of backlash.
And the reality is, I mean, to a certain extent, I do agree with Barry, but it's just like, what are you going to do when it just keeps coming back? And he's been a guy that, like you said, has always been super likable, been a guy that's always been lovable. He did this for his mom. For me, though, like, I don't need him to go to another team and win a championship for me to recognize the greatness that is Kevin Durant. I know he's one of the best players that ever played and stepped on a basketball court. He's got the rings, and he was widely considered on like one or two seasons to be the best player in that season. There was at least one or two seasons where you can make the argument that Kevin Durant was better than LeBron James and the best player in the NBA in that particular season. So I recognize what KD is, but that heat is never going to go away.
Have you told him?
Yeah, I told him. I told him he's ripped, too.
You're right. The blueprint is there. He's going to follow the LeBron blueprint. LeBron was hated when he made the decision. But the only reason he was able to resurrect it was he went back to Cleveland. He won it for the hometown.
Yep, but he's going to need help. He's going to need help. And people are still – if he's been labeled as a guy that has to have help to win a championship and they go out and sign some Supermax – deals for the Knicks to go along with him, or he's got Porzingis that stays around. I mean, there's still going to be that.
Dallas.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, but there's still going to be that talk of.
But see, my point.
He had help,
but he's still going to be Batman
because he's been labeled as that now. But you've been labeled as you needed help, and then you go there. Oh, look, you still needed help. LeBron did it with nothing.
But he may get to Nick's point because he's had those kind of individual success stories too, where they gave him credit for being the best player. Now, when he goes anywhere, even if these other max players are brought in, they may be max in salary, but they're not going to max out. He's still going to be Batman. They're going to be Robin and the others.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's still the Warriors are still looked at as a super team with four all-stars. When he goes and he gets, let's say he takes a Kyrie with him or something like that, it's not going to be viewed the same, I don't think.
Well, and to your point, I mean, when you look at not that the Rockets are going to win a championship, but this is James Harden. He is Batman. Chris Paul is now Robin, where Chris Paul was a Batman.
At Clippers, for
but
sure.
But he came here, and now he's Robin. He's the second. This is James Harden's team. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's always going to be Durant's team. But Durant is one of the three best basketball players on the planet.
Agreed.
Yeah. So
agreed.
Unless you're playing with LeBron James, then you're going to be Batman really no matter where you go. And he's Batman on that team in Golden State, whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
See, that's the thing that bothers him,
he's
too, though.
Batman.
A lot of people give Steph credit being the guy that makes that team go.
If you're doing an NBA draft right now, you think Steph Curry is drafted in front of Kevin Durant.
No way. Not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is on that team, he hates hearing that the media and others still say, when you look at their records, when one or the other is out and everything like that.
But see,
there's a lot of people that make that argument.
What I don't understand is why Kevin Durant would be upset with what the media says. If the fans were relentless in it, then I could see that. Where you'd be like, man, the fans are killing me.
You know
why? But it's the media. That's their job, is to piss you off.
Right, but he hates the media because they're the ones that drove the bus to kill him when he left OKC. So they're the ones that keep pushing the narrative that he joined a super team, that he had to do this to win. And so that's another reason to prove them wrong. But that's why he's so salty with the media this year.
It's all about him feeling underappreciated and not feeling special. This guy literally created another Twitter account. This guy avoided the media for, 2 weeks? And then they asked him, why did you avoid us? You're usually more of a talker. This guy is clearly impacted by the hate.
Yep.
And the 26 or the 28 or the $30 million that he's making is not making him feel any better.
Boys,
believe it or not.
His Nike contract is bigger than his NBA contract.
Yeah, which is insane.
Like Harden's Adidas contract.
It's bigger than that. I mean, he's got the KD line that Nike paid. It's the Jordan line, the LeBron line, and KD. So he's getting paid. That's a bigger deal than any deal he's going to sign.
Yeah.
So
I think I need like a microphone deal.
I
do stand up. I do radio. I should have a microphone deal, like KD and LeBron.
Can't we
microphones.
Get you a spell check software deal? I think that would be.
I need that too, right? I definitely need that.
Hey, get Grammarly on line one for Barry, please. in the break,
I got to get some of the sales team on Grammarly. Somebody said, "What up, Usual Suspects?" Since Nick is there, how about Nick takes a shot every time Barry says, "I hate you." Love the show. Oh, he'd be drunk before three.
Yeah.
I hate them a lot. So.
And I still got to drive back to the studio and produce another show. So
be professional.
Can't.
Don't drink on the
air. By the way, I'm producing Patrick Creighton. I'm going to tell him everything that you said.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You think I care?
Patrick Creighton from where? From here?
You think I didn't know you're a snitch? Of course I know that.
Believe me. He already found out, and that's because either A, he was listening, or B, someone else snitched. I'll tell you that right now.
Is he tweeting?
No, I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick listens a lot.
Why do you have to produce his show? Tonight?
I'm a team player.
He's not from
I'm
here, right?
I'm a team player. No, he's not.
Okay.
That was the confusion yesterday.
Someone said he was supposed to be here. Yeah.
Well, that was me. That was me because I knew I had to produce him. I didn't know he was
here. You know, go do a shot.
You just messed up. You got to go do a shot.
Shout out to Juan in Denver for telling me what the better joke would have been when I said ho tank. Juan?
You're blocked.
Juan, brother, I know you text the show a lot, and we sure do love you, but I don't need you to tell me how to write a joke, homie. Appreciate you, though. Hey, Barry, love the show. Tell them dumbasses to leave you alone. Nobody's perfect. Talk about my spelling. But he said, keep messing with Nick, though. We love it.
So, of course he texted that.
Yeah, of course I'm going to read that. So apparently everyone's behind me that you're an idiot.
They just love to hear y'all bicker.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sure do. And that's dead serious.
Okay.
That's
the guy that we read the text about the side piece, bro.
He's still texting. I don't believe it anymore because he keeps texting about it.
Write a book. Well, I'm not reading all that. Write a book.
Yeah.
Like, chill.
I do believe that there's men that know that their wives are, like, cheating and they're just, like, so in love.
Yeah, but you know what those men aren't doing? Sending 87 texts to a radio show about it.
We're not trying to solve an episode of SVU, bro.
It was fun.
Just between you guys.
An episode of SVU.
Seriously. I'm sure you work it out, but we're good.
Like, it was fun, though. Like, appreciate the topic, good talking points, but just... Just chill.
Every time he sends a text, we hear, don't. We'll be back with more The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
As can see, it's
Hey, here we go. Just wrapping up hour number two of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel all at Prime Social, as we have had an all-day experience for ESPN 97.5 with all the shows leading up till 4 o'clock being here on-site at 7801 Richmond at Prime Social. If you're a poker player and you're looking for a great, safe place to play, very upscale, very, very well treated by all the people here, secure, safe, lots of televisions, Prime Social, your place to play, big tournaments on Fridays, lots of people in here playing right now, and it's going to go on all night and all into the weekend, so you might as well stop by on your way home from work, start the weekend off right.
Did you see this story about Johnny Manziel's chick cheating at a marathon?
Now, the first headline I read, by the way, I thought she cheated on him, because it just said Johnny
she's
was
a cheater.
Yeah.
So his wife is denying that she cheated at a half marathon, but she would have had to have run 4-minute miles at some point to reach the time that she got. She ended up averaging a 9.09 mile, which you and I have discussed. That's not unheard of.
Yeah.
I think when I ran the full marathon, I ran like a 10.
Which is still, that's good.
Yeah.
You're thinking 26 and a half miles.
And I was running with my sister and her friend, and I felt like they were slowing me down. That's just my excuse. But so she started off, it says, how do you say her name? Tiesa? Tiesi?
You got me.
Tiesi, she hit at the 6-mile mark, she had run 1 hour and 31 minutes and 29 seconds. That's a 14-minute mile pace. A 14-minute mile. Nick could run a 14-minute mile, okay? That's how bad that is. Like, that's almost walking. That's like jog walking.
Yep.
So that's a 14-minute mile. Then her 11-mile update went missing, at which point she managed to finish the race at 1:58.22. So she somehow skips a mile and then ends up, it says, for it to be possible to run a 1:58.22 after having run a 1:31.29 through the first, 11 miles, she would have had to have run a 4-minute mile over the last 6.7 miles. There's no way she's running from a four. You're not knocking off 10 minutes a mile. No.
And it's the last 6.7. Oh, without a doubt.
When you're getting tired with every mile that you get deeper and deeper into the race. And then, you know, as much as she obviously didn't think she was going to get attention for all this, I mean, she started Instagramming and tweeting out pictures about had so much fun and finished and had her medal around her neck. In one of the tweets, she said, I think she did it in something like, so happy to have done it in less than 2 hours. And people are like, and then when they started calling her on it, then she starts backtracking, go, we were running late. We were not going to be timed because we were just supposed to be celebrities in the race. They rushed us right to the front of the line. I don't think I even registered at the start of the race. It's like, oh, feeling a little guilty, are we?
Oh, somebody even was like, wow, that's great. You ran a 4-minute mile for the last 6 miles and you're not even sweating. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't look that done up, okay? Get out of here.
Yeah, she actually just, like, Instagram storied the entire process of her success. And then the minute all this came out, she deleted everything.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
And now, one thing, all these Instagram hoes record everything. Everything. But once it's time to get on there and record you actually running, where is that at?
Well, but the
Where is your 4-minute mile on video?
Tell you what, though. Instagram.
What?
Her eating a pizza.
You like that?
Actually, I mean body-wise.
She claims to be a fitness model.
I mean, she's fit, though. No,
well,
I mean, you could tell.
I think we all know now we can't trust her.
I was just going to say, at least she can lean back on the reputation and how reputable her husband is, and no one will ever remember any of this. Or label her like they labeled him.
So I'll say this. There's no doubt you can't have a body like that if you don't work out, run, or do something. Watch what you eat and exercise in some form or fashion. So I'm not going to knock her for that.
Right.
But she ain't running no 4-minute mile for 6 miles.
Dude.
Not for the last
the
6.
The Olympic team isn't.
No.
I mean, think about it.
1 mile you might run a 4-minute mile.
Almost 7. Almost it was 4 minutes a mile for the last 6.7. Almost 7 miles. That's a lot.
Ain't happening.
When you talk about what the gold standard is of the mile, it's breaking the 4-minute mark.
Yeah.
That would be the world gold standard. And that's one time for 1 mile. You're not doing it like that.
Yeah, you're getting plenty of man. Yeah, you're getting plenty of attention, Bree TSA. You didn't have to cheat. 365,000 followers on Instagram.
Unbelievable.
You're fine.
Unbelievable what people will do for attention.
Well, that couple is reputable. So,
Nick said that we'll get into details in the next segment, but Nick did already commit off air that he would do that hot chocolate challenge, that Choco challenge.
I didn't commit to anything, but
I mean,
whatever.
You heard it, right, Joel?
No. I heard it twice.
Yeah, okay. So we'll get to that as well.
Jason Terry had
the other side.
It.
Yeah, he did.
Holy,
I mean, I went first. I snorted the chocolate, so you're up.
What am I doing with this hot chocolate?
You're gonna eat it.
Okay,
it's gonna make you cry.
Well, you just said it again.
Yeah. So there's three times now we've confirmed
it. And it's actually on air. Hey, yeah. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.